you're a fan of Disney, chances are you've seen the 1992 Academy Award-winning film Aladdin. It's the story of a young man who discovers a genie inside a magical lamp who grants him three wishes, along with an epic adventure that finds him discovering his true worth along the way. Students at Lake Lehman High School will be presenting Aladdin Jr., adapted from that 1992 classic Disney film, and giving their own take on the beloved characters. Actors Courtney Richards and Jason Marsden took the time to come into the WVIA studios to talk about Aladdin Jr. and to give us a little taste of the magic to come.
So Aladdin Jr., which is our musical version, is a lot like the Disney movie. A lot of the same songs, most of the same characters. We have a few new characters here and there because obviously we can't have a monkey or a lion on stage. Not a lion, a tiger. So it's kind of exciting to have this whole thing. And it follows the story of Aladdin, who is the main character. And he lost both of his parents. So he's kind of on his own in this town. And he's looked down upon. He's the outcast. He has to steal to get food and to make a living. And in the musical, he has his friends at least along his side. He can work with them on everything. And one day, he happens to meet Jasmine, and his life turns upside down. He is madly in love with this girl. And at first, he doesn't really know who she is until the guards happen to stop them and try to capture them. And after they meet, it's a lot of just them trying to get together and to have a relationship that they want, even though the Sultan, who is Jasmine's father, doesn't really approve of this, wants a prince who can become Sultan one day. And Jafar is kind of working his powers behind the scenes, so to say, because he wants to be Sultan and he can't, or Jasmine won't marry him, so it's kind of difficult for him. So he's trying to destroy Aladdin, destroy Jasmine, and the Sultan as well.
So tell me about your character.
So I play Aladdin, and obviously I'm a girl, so that is kind of a bit of a challenge in itself, and it's kind of odd. In The Wizard of Oz, which was our last spring show, I played the Scarecrow, so I have played male roles before, but the Scarecrow and Aladdin are two totally different characters. The Scarecrow is a guy you can just goof around with. You can have a different voice for him. He really could be anyone you wanted to make him to be. But Aladdin, he is straight up boy. There is like no changing him. You have to do his mannerisms, how he talks, how he sings. And it's just, it was kind of a challenge not being able to be as free with the character. But I watch my peers, such as Jason, who's playing Jafar, and some of my peers in school and how they act and how they talk and different things like that. So that really helped me tune into the character.
So tell me about the growth that you see in your character as things progress in the play.
So from the start, you can tell that Aladdin has a really good heart, but he doesn't really know where to take it. And he steals in the beginning of the story, and he says that he doesn't want to, but really, what can you do when you don't have anything to live with? And once he meets Jasmine and he meets the genie, he tries to work the system a little bit, try to cheat it a little bit, because he is kind of like a con in a way. And he finds it within himself that he's turning against his friends, he's turning against the genie, and he's lying to Princess Jasmine, which was ultimately not what he wanted to do, but he didn't know what to do. So he finds a way in the end of the story to say, enough is enough, and I have to come clean, and I have to do the right thing. And when he does the right thing, everything works out in the end.
So are you a senior?
I am a senior, okay. Yes. This is my last show.
This is your swan song.
Yes, it is. It's kind of bittersweet.
So what's the one thing you're going to take away from this whole High School Musical experience now that you're moving on to bigger and better things?
Yeah, it's just, I've been in theater since 7th grade at the high school, and it has changed my life completely. I couldn't stand up in front of people and talk, let alone act and sing. And because of theater at Lake Lehman, I've been able to change into a totally different person. And I'm so happy to have had this experience to meet everyone that I have been able to meet, make so many long-lasting friendships. I hope that I can do this when I go off to college, but we'll see where life takes us.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Jason Marsden, you play Jafar. So tell us about Jafar for those of us who aren't familiar with Aladdin.
Well, Jafar is the guy you're going to hate for just about the entire show. He's just trying to tear everything apart. He's trying to break up Jasmine and Aladdin. He's trying to break up Jasmine and the Sultan. He's trying to break up their relationship and their family structure. He's just trying to do anything he can. to get his hands on the throne and to become the Sultan himself. It's all about, it all boils down to a power grab for him. He's very ambitious, but he's not very compassionate. He'll do whatever it takes and stomp on whoever he has to, as long as it means him becoming Sultan in the end.
Okay, and how did you approach your character?
Well, it was a little tricky for me because I've been lots of nice people and like comedic people and lots of other shows, but this one's very serious. It's very like hardcore, so to speak. It's just, you just have to get into it, and I have to talk in a really low voice, and I have like a little accent that goes with it, and like my mannerisms even, I have to stand with regal posture, and I have to make sure that I'm always flowy and always trying to take control of every single room that I enter and trying to show everyone how much better than them I am and everything. And that's just a little bit different from my personality and from the things I usually do. So that was, it was a little difficult to do that, but you know, you just watch some the movie a couple times, and you look at some politicians now and then, and you get that sort of political, ambitious vibe going, and that's something that I use to approach my role.
Now, Jafar and Jason are two very different people, I'm sure, but do you see any parallels at all?
Yeah, I mean, you can find a little bit of yourself. You don't know a lot of his motives for doing this. You see that he's so power-hungry and all these things that happened, but you don't get a lot of background on him, so you don't know why. Maybe the Sultan is really incompetent, and if you look at it through that lens, which is what I've been forcing myself to do, I can sort of persuade myself that the Sultan doesn't really know what he's doing. He's not doing this the proper way, and maybe Jafar would be a more stronger leader who can help bridge the gap between the poor people and the rich people and help fix some of these problems and that sort of thing. So I just like to hope that he has noble intentions at heart, and that's why he's trying to get into this. So that's something that I can then relate to his ambition and that type of thing.
Okay, any kind of surprises on the set that we can look forward to? I don't want to spoil too many things.
I don't think we can talk about the magic carpet, but
that would be our biggest surprise.
So can I get my hands on a flying carpet? And if so, where?
You'll just have to wish for it, I guess.
We were wishing for it, too. It finally came through for us, so we're excited.
Find a genie and you got it.
All right. Now, what year are you in, Jason?
I'm a senior as well.
You're a senior, too, so...
So this is my last one, too.
This is it. How long have you been doing theater?
I joined theater in 10th grade with a lot of pressure from Courtney here next to me. And I just immersed myself right in it as soon as I started. I ran for an office, and I was elected vice president then, Courtney's president. And I've just fully immersed myself in it from that point. And it's been really fun. I really had a great time meeting so many new people and bonding with them and sort of the little family that we've developed there and everything.
Tell me when we can see the show.
All right. So our show will be on Saturday, April 21st at 6 p.m. and Sunday, April 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Lake Lehman Junior Senior High School.
Okay. And how can we get tickets?
Well, tickets are reserved. They can call our volunteer, Laurie, at 570-466-5941. Laurie is great to talk to on the phone. She's actually my mother, so shout out to her. Or they can email Lehman Theater, LehmanTheatre at AOL.com. One thing we wanted to mention was the support we've gotten from our school for this production, particularly this year. Our school board, by our superintendent, he asked the school board, Mr. McGovern, asked the school board to give us a little bit more funding this year because we previously haven't gotten funding from the school. And a lot of schools are cutting their theater programs and extracurricular activities due to costs and everything. But it's just nice to see that at Lake Lehman, they're putting more money into it. We finally have money for like production costs and that type of thing in the budget. So it's really nice that they have given us the same support that they've given to other extracurriculars and other groups at school, that we can do these things that we love.
Actors Courtney Richards and Jason Marson talking about Aladdin Jr. to be presented by Lake Lehman High School Theater April 21st and 22nd. More information about Aladdin Jr. can be found by calling 570-466-5941 or by emailing lehmantheater@aol.com. Musical selections were taken from the original cast recording. Support for this high school musical preview comes from the Overlook Estate Foundation, helping to protect our natural environment and to encourage the arts through grants to educational and cultural organizations. For more information, www.overlook.org. I'm Paul Lazar with this high school musical preview on WVIA-FM.